Okay, so here are some frequently asked questions about the decluttering phase. So Tori asks me about her husband. Now, this is such a common one. So she says, if I become really successful, will I outgrow my husband or will I intimidate him and will that cause a breakup? So that's a great question. And I know for a lot of us, for women, it's a real concern because, you know, when we really harness that power for ourselves, it can be really intimidating for us, but also it can bring up insecurities in our men. And she says even more, and I see these great opportunities, but my family wants to keep me homebound. And I know I really want to start my own business and get popular, but is my husband going to feel abandoned? And yes, it can happen. It really can. And you know what? This is a hard one because you really have to look at what you actually want for yourself. And before you can worry about what they think, you have to declutter in your own mind first that fear of what will happen if you become successful, fear that they're going to leave you, fear that they're going to behave in a way that you don't like, and really declutter those beliefs and decide something different. So you could decide, my husband is so supportive. My husband is my number one fan. Everything I do for my family and my husband benefits. So you can start there without even saying anything to them. It's about changing the way you feel first, and then you become a mirror for them. You can also start to see the best in them. And when you see the best in them, they usually act in that way. When you see the worst in people and expect it, they will deliver. So that's what will happen. Now, here are some caveats from that. So a friend of mine was in a very similar situation. She was starting a business and her husband was really unsupportive of it. He did not want her to grow and to change because he had some fears that she would leave him. Unfortunately, she wasn't happy in the relationship anyway. So the leaving thing was pretty much a foregone conclusion. However, when she started her business, he turned off the Wi-Fi when he wasn't at home, so she couldn't have internet to work on her business. And you can imagine that something like that, which was really to stop her from growing and changing, that was a catalyst for her actually going, why am I in this relationship? And it really sped up their divorce. I've got another example of this. Ali Brown, who's one of my mentors, multimillionaire, very successful lady and very authentic. So not many people know that she was married, I think in her early 20s, and she would go to conferences and seminars and she started her business. And at that stage, you know, she was making just a little bit of money and she was just really excited about the possibilities. And she said her husband just wouldn't come on the journey with her. She tried therapy. She tried a coach. She invited him to go to seminars with her and it just didn't work. And eventually their relationship did break down. So I'm not saying this in a horrible negative way, but there's some of you listening who know that you know already that your relationship is not working. And if it's not, then take steps to actually fix it and get out of it what you want, or let it go if you know deep down it's not working. So I've had several people confess to me that they knew on their wedding day that it was a mistake, and they knew and they went through it anyway for lots of different reasons. So you'll know deep down if that's you and you've had that situation. But before you do that, as I said, declutter your thoughts and feelings about that person. See them in the best possible light. And decide that they are going to be your number one fan. Don't try and change them. Just change yourself and decide that you are going to be happy for yourself. That's the number one thing you can do. But that's a really great question. So if you're facing that at the moment, don't worry about it.